Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, everybody, and happy 4th of July. It is our prayer. This is Apostle Hill, by the way, along with my wife, Apostle Terry Smith Hill. Yeah, I've received a lot of messages. Do you be saying my name twice? And I'm like, no. I am married to a Terrie, and my name is Terry. But I just wanted to say that it is our prayer that God has been meeting your need. Amen. And the Spirit of God and the anointing of God that's on your life. This perhaps is the shortest show that I have done while being on the air. And so with that being said, I want to encourage each and every individual, amen, that's listening to me from around the world, to let you know that weeping only endure for a moment. Joy is coming in the morning. This is your season. This is your hour for a total breakthrough. The Spirit of God has been dealing with me for the last couple of months concerning you, those that is listening, those that have been listening. And I've been receiving such feedback. And just want to tell you that God has his hand on your life. Many have lost, a lot of you have lost a lot of things, amen, just this month alone. And a lot of devastation has taken place in your life. And I want to encourage you that every great man and woman of God in the Bible went through a personal stripping. You know what I mean? Every great man and woman in the Bible went through their own personal stripping. In other words, you know, before you can do anything, exploits in the things of God, now, hear me, you yourself have to go through a personal stripping. You say, well, can you prove that, Apostle? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Moses, before he can deliver the people and go through and bring 2 million plus some odd people out of bondage, 400 plus years out of bondage, he himself first had to go through a stripping. He had excuses, legitimate as they were, personal as they were. God still used him and delivered him first. I'm going to say that again. God still used him, but there had to be deliverance on him first. And in this season that you're going through right now, God is going to use you. He's going to use you to bring the masses out of bondage. But before he can use you, you yourself, beloved, first have to experience the cutting. You yourself first experience the knife, the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And while Moses was going through his personal transition or his personal deliverance, God used that man in such a way. God used that man in such a way that he brought out 2 million plus out of 400 years of bondage. How bad, here's a question, How bad do you want God to use you to bring deliverance to the masses? I'm speaking to a lot of men and women who have, perhaps God has been speaking to about ministry. You know, school is fine, and I'm one for educational. I'm with it. Bible college, beautiful. Getting your degree, absolutely. But then there's nothing like the wisdom and the anointing of God that's on one's life who humbles themselves and lay prostrate out before God. And I want you to know that this season that you're in right now, regardless of how difficult it might be right now, regardless of the tsunami that you're facing right now, regardless of the hail storms that you're in right now, and not minimizing any of that, but what you're experiencing right now is what Jesus experienced and more and greater for you. So I want you to lift up your eyes, put your shoulders down, and allow God to do what he wants to do in you. Oh yes, it hurts. A lot of times we cry through the process. A lot of times we complain through the process. And going through the process is not comfortable. It's completely contrary and goes contrary to our flesh. We don't want the straight and narrow. We want the broad way. But God is calling us to walk in the straight and narrow. He's calling us to a new level, a new plane, a new height, a new deeper depth in him. And before I continue, I just want to say, I want to thank every veteran, you listening to me in your car or in your office or wherever you are right now. I want to thank you so much. Every time I see one in active service or every time I see one that's in uniform, I go to them and shake their hands and tell them thank you. And again, on behalf of my family, I want to say thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for the sacrifices that you've made, for the blood, sweat, the blood for real, the sweat for real, tears for real that you've made for this nation. You know, so many times, and I'll get back to what I was saying a minute ago, but so many times we applaud and pat on the back of so many achievements and accomplishments that we've made in this nation. But contrary to popular belief, this nation would not be great, in my opinion. This is Apostle Hill's opinion. This nation would not be great if it wasn't for the veterans that have given their lives, and if it wasn't for the veterans, you make this nation great. I tried to go into the service 3 times, and they wouldn't let me go. Flat feet. They told me I had flat feet. But in any respect, God is good, and you veterans, the utmost respect, and I applaud you, and I appreciate you so much. We're going through a time, sometimes we go through because God has his hand on our lives, and we don't know why we go through what we go through, because there's no one that's mentoring us and speaking into our lives as we go through it. You know, that's very important, that someone pours into your life, a mentor. You know, prophets in the Old Testament, if you really read your Bible, prophets in the Old Testament needed a mentor. There is no prophet that stepped on the scene. A mentor. And that's very important. The day is out of the Lone Rangers without the Tonto. The day is over without with Batman without the Robin. You know what I mean? Because of so many scandals and so many things, so many prophetic manipulations that have happened in the body of Christ, there has to be, should be, you should pray for a mentor, a seasoned, there is one around you, a seasoned prophet, a seasoned apostle. And I'm speaking, and I know this is going out all over the world, but there's only a few that would catch this in the spirit. I'm speaking to someone right now, a few, that God has called you into the prophetic ministry, that he has called you into deliverance ministry. And you've been asking yourself, how can I do this? And at times you feel inadequate of doing this. But somewhere around you, there is a prophet. Somewhere around you, there is an apostle, a mentor. And I put here that God is raising up a new breed of prophets and apostles. No name people that God is calling from the backside of the desert. And he's calling you to do exceedingly and abundantly and above all that you can even ask or think in your life. When you render and surrender yourself, God, and allow God to move on the inside of you like never before. I believe that. Woman of God, you listening to me? And you've been praying and crying and seeking the Lord. And you have children and you've been asking yourself and saying to yourself, how long can I do this by myself? I can't do this by myself. And the truth of the matter is, woman of God, you're not alone. It might feel that way, of course, absolutely, physically. But God is with you. There is an anointing and a portion of God's power on your life. Man of God, you're not alone. Oh, sure, you might feel that way at times, and the truth of the matter is, it does feel that way all the time. But then God has his hand on your life. There's an anointing while you're in the cave, and the only voice that you're listening to is yours. The only voice that you hear is your own. And I'm telling you right now that God has his hand on your life. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be lifted up in your spirit. I want you to draw near to God and to get a hold of God and God's word like never before. You know, Jesus said these things come about by prayer and fasting. You're in the situation that you're in right now. And it's in your season, in your time to pray and fast and seek God. Listen, this is Apostle Terry Hill, Senior Pastor of Deliverance in the Word Prophetic Ministries. What a joy it is for me to get on the air with you. I'll be back. God bless you. Until I get back on the World Wide Web again, praise the Lord, everybody.